Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, November 1st, 2015. Welcome to all of those of you who are joining for the first time and those of you who have been joining from time to time throughout the past couple of years. And today is a very powerful day. The sun has been debilitated, as we've heard from our Vedic astrologer, Radha, in our sun transit forecast for the month, starting on the 15th of last month and then going to approximately the 15th of this month. So middle of the month to middle of the month, the sun transits. And the sun is in Libra. It's a sign that is, they say the sun is debilitated. What does that mean? Well, the sun represents our soul, and our soul is saying at this point of the year, as it's transiting this sign, how's our balance in life? You know, are we out of balance a little bit? Are we looking at our life from an external reference only? So then if we are doing that and we're not feeling the love, or we're not feeling too great about our purpose, or we're just a little bit confused, or there's a lot of change. You know, change is inevitable. People say, oh, I don't like change. Well, you know what? Change is inevitable. And it's a process of life. We cannot grow if we do not go through a period of change or transformation. So we should welcome it. That's what the sun in Libra does. It says, hey, don't look outside for what people are saying to you or what you say to others, and then you govern yourself accordingly, you take steps in your life, and then you find, oh, that's not what I want to do. That's not really, doesn't fulfill me. I thought it would. So it's a time to go internally. So if the sun is debilitated, it just means it's closer to you. It's not so far out in the sky. So it's closer to the earth plane. It's closer to you. So sun representing your soul, it's a blessing in disguise. You will naturally be drawn to your spiritual path, to your spiritual practices. So you can read more about the sun transit in a report that Radha posted to the blog, Sundays with Sucharita blog, and then also in the emailer from previous couple of weeks ago, I think it was. And then that will give you some insights. And it also, not only insights, it will give you some practical tips on how to apply the sun's energy in your life. So the sun is going to illuminate the areas of your life, like light them up as you go inside and you search for them. Some of us might have to go down the rabbit hole. That's fine. Some might just say, you know, I kind of get it. I see the repeating pattern in my life, and now, okay, I'm done. I'm done doing all that stuff that doesn't fulfill me. So then you'll come to like a bit of a realization. Some people go into a crisis. Whatever works for you, it's to wake you up. It's your soul saying, you know, you said in this lifetime you were going to wake up. And so if you did at this point, then you are going to, something is going to be revealed to you. Now, on the spiritual path, you're never there. You know, there's nowhere to get. Sorry. You know, because it's not about a race, it's not about getting stuff, it's not about just having joy all the time, although that's great, you know, because even if times are really good, you'll find things to do, you'll be so bored because it's so good, you know, so you'll look for challenges, because that's what we want as a soul and as a, you know, the human being covering up this soul. It wants to discover that which is, it already knows inside of itself what I want to do. So we come to this point of the year, every year, where we're celebrating Skanda Shasti. And it's a 6 nights of Lord Muruga. So there's a bit of a battle going on, just as it was for the 9 nights of the goddesses a couple of weeks ago. This is a 6 nights battle, and it's an internal battle. You might see some more battles in the world or some more natural calamities. There might be some flaring tempers. You might see some arguments, things in in the workplace or in your family. So heads up about that, because it's Lord Murga is the general of the Pleiades. And the Pleiades, as you can read across the internet about the Pleiades, is it's a healing energy that has been surrounding the earth for a long, long time. And now that the Golden Age is here, it's waking up people who have been prepared to receive this kind of healing energy. Everyone is going to receive it. But those who are ready to really be full of it and enlightened by it, they can carry a lot of healing energy and then help collectively to heal the planet. So this is what we're going through in this time as Golden Age is here, and how we are preparing for that is to be on the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is not all about om, om, oming and feeling all kinds of, you know, lovey-dovey stuff. You might, from time to time, you might feel some, oh, wow, that's beautiful, have some visions and have some really great things happening in your life, and, you know, you're out of pain. You feel like, oh, my God, I'm never going to be in pain anymore, and all of a sudden you're in pain. And why is that? You know, you can go to psychics and readers and all kinds of things, and they'll say, you know, you're a healer, and you know, or you're a light bearer, and you're really spiritual, and you think, oh my God, this is great. But then you have to, if that's what it is for you, and you'll be drawn to that to get that kind of confirmation, then you're on a path of you got to be always watching out. You've got to be a spiritual warrior. You've got to, you know, be able to discern who you can work with, who you can be around. And you don't have to be like a hands-on healer or a psychic or anything like that. You can just have that healing quality within you that when you're around other people, they feel really happy and they feel like something has lifted from them. But then you, as that person who has said, okay, I'm aware of this, and whatever I'm doing in my life, I have to be careful. Because you can get into too negative of a situation where you're absorbing everything like a sponge, and then you're full of all this stuff, so then you've got to clear yourself out. So welcome to the path of spirituality. How is it going? And so whether we want to acknowledge it or not, here we are with Dr. Ply, and he is one of the great masters on the earth plane, who is really providing a great service to the whole globe via the internet. And, you know, he's in different power spots around the world, activating these energy vortexes so that the Palladian energy can come in. So anyone who is in that area, it's going to get transmitted out. So he becomes like this key to unlocking the secrets of this healing energy. And when we can heal the body and the mind and the soul, then we will be able to come up with, you know, so many ways to create a better world, heaven on earth. So regardless if you are up for that game or not, that's what's happening. And so when Dr. Pillai gives us these tools, the technology, the meditations, the services that we can jump on in through Astrovid or Pillai Center Academy or Tripura Foundation. You know, there's seminars, there's trips that you can go on to discover what is inside of you that will awaken that spiritual warrior within you, that will know how to navigate in this world so that you're not going to get too far off the track, and that you will have this presence. So it's not that you're going to go out and, you know, with a sword or anything like that, or guns or, you know, weapons. You'll just have this presence about you that no negativity, you know, negativity better watch out. That's all I'm saying. And even if you have, you know, some challenges, that's going to help your spiritual path. So meditation is about clearing out the self And if you want world peace, you need to first have self-peace. And then you will have world peace, because everywhere you will go, you will radiate that energy. And then eventually, if enough of us are doing that at the same time, then we will, keep cultivating that. It will grow. It will be like that's the consciousness of the planet now. And it can change so quickly, right? Look at how fast politics change. You know, as soon as a politician is changed, a new party comes in and the whole consciousness changes, right? Or if they discover something in medicine, everybody gets on the bandwagon. Okay, here, there's medicine. And conversely, it can be something in medicine that, here's a SARS, the whole city of Toronto must shut down and don't ever travel to Toronto. And all the Torontonians are here, and we're going, there's a few deaths. You know, but there's millions of people here, and we're going, wow, what's the big deal? It is a big deal, but it gets blown out of proportion. So it helps you to understand and learn how to navigate in the world, you know, where the consciousness is. So here we are, we're creating a global community so that everyone who is jumping into this call is going to experience for their own selves what it is that is going to be revealed to them. And everyone is going to have their own storyline going on, because each soul has come here to do something important. And they don't even know what it is. And you may not understand what it is until some time down the road. So the spiritual path is all about patience as well. Yes, you want to manifest, and yes, you want to get out of your difficult situations. But it's kind of like if a parent keeps giving you, a way out, you will never, ever learn. And then you will be like a child always. So it's on the spiritual path. It's the same. So the teacher will give you, Dr. Pillai will give you some sounds, and he will say, okay, try these out, the mantras, the quantum sounds, and do them. And some people will say, I've done them a million times. He said, when I do this a million times, my whole life is going to change. And the thing is that your life may have changed by other people's point of view. They might say, look at how your life has changed. You were just really in a crisis. Now, look at you have a house, you have this, you have that. Or you're really going to be woken up to the fact that you have to, resolve your relationship problems. You have to go out and get a job. You have to have some purpose in life. You have to be moved by the spirit. You can't just sit and take and take and take. So it makes you to be really honest with yourself. And it really gives you, it says, you know what, I got to stop whatever I'm doing. And I have to get on a path in my life. I have to chart out something other than what I've been doing. So if you're at that point of kicking and screaming and saying nothing is working, then you've got to start to take the steps to make it to work for you. Because no one's going to work your life. No one's going to do your life. You're going to do it. You can be put in the most beautiful situation. And if you are kicking and screaming, there won't be people around you. And then eventually things will go. How will you sustain yourself? So it really brings us to this point in our evolution. Dr. Pillai wakes us up, and he's a very subtle teacher, but very serious at the same time. You know, so get serious about your spiritual path. And the seriousness can mean just do the practices every day. You know, do your meditations every day. Do you have to sit down on a cushion? No. Do you have to light incense and lights and all the rest? No. Do you have to have a special altar and room and everything? No. If you do, fabulous. God bless you. If you don't, just do what you can do. It's easy to say a sound inside of your mind as you're doing your work, as you're traveling, as you're sitting there, listening to someone just tell the blah, 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 blah. You can be, you don't even have to have your counting beads, your rosary or your mala beads. You can just be on your fingers, with the joints of your fingers. You count that way, on all the fingers. Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, in your mind. And where is your attention? Or gum, 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 gum. You've got wealth and you've got success. Obstacles are removed. The conversation might shift even in that moment. So very simple tools, but really to apply them, that's the challenging part, isn't it? So this is a time where you can really go internally. And you will find maybe yourself pulling back from all kinds of things. We just had Halloween here. We celebrate that here in North America in Toronto. And the streets were partying, and all the little ghouls and goblins and everybody dressing up. Everybody, it's so funny, I'm downtown Toronto and the people are walking around in costumes and then, oh yes, right, Halloween. And that's what people do. And so, you know, all night long it's going. And then this morning, because we have also, it's daylight savings time, so we have an extra hour to sleep in. And so what were those people doing, I'm wondering? Maybe they were just sleeping in an extra hour and saying, thank God, I have an extra hour because I'm so hungover. But also, for myself, I didn't go out partying, darn. It looked like it was going to be fun. So I woke up this morning, and I woke up not thinking, okay, you know, what time is it? What day is it? It was like, oh, great, I have an extra hour to meditate. And so I was just lying in my bed, and I have a meditation room and all the rest, and I was almost like I was pinned to just stay there and just for that hour do some sort of different meditation. It just came in, and this energy was really strong, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pray for healing, because I had the flu this week. And it was just brutal. I'm rarely sick. And it was like this fever and body pain from head to toe. God bless everybody who has the flu or who has some illness that is, you're in pain from head to toe. You know, you got to really pray and ask for help too. Because that was me. I'm like, I don't need any help. And then halfway through, I'm like, help! I need help. So anyway, my prayer this morning was, okay, this energy is coming in. Where do I want it to go? I just want to be completely healed from this. And it was so strong, and it was for about, I think it was like just under an hour, and I thought it felt like a second that it had gone on, because I was just in a different space, really just watching all this energy, observing it from within, and watching it move through like a surgeon would move through and find where the disease is, or the problem is, the issue is, and then cut it out. So it was, you know, it was a blessing, and I'm very grateful for it that it happened. And so that's what we will do as we're progressing on our spiritual path. We want to see what these sounds are doing, what these meditations are doing, what the energy is doing. So from week to week here in Sundays with Sucharita, we look at the energy of the week, from week to week, month to month, and year to year. And who have you been since you started to tune in? Now, it doesn't mean that you had to have started to tune in here. There's lots of programs. And many people have been on spiritual paths in different, you know, studying under different teachers and different gurus, different spiritual masters. And they have ended up here with Dr. Fly, and he has a door that goes both ways. You're welcome to come in, and you're welcome to leave anytime. And same here. So you're here to get what you need to get. And so if you are looking from week to week and you're seeing that, oh, now that the mind chatter is going down a little bit. Not too much is changing in my external world, but the mind chatter is going down. I'm starting to have thoughts that are more healthy, thoughts that are saying, okay, you know what, you need to do some exercise, you need to get on a good nutritious diet, you know, put that into your diet, your everyday food that you take in, vitamins. You know, you need to watch your speech. Are you complaining every day? Are you, when something goes wrong, do you tend to get on the phone and then start gossiping? Do you start to go and find out, be hypercritical about other people so it makes you feel better? Or conversely, are you beating yourself up and making other people to be these gods, you know, are in, you know, better than you? So this is a time, it's all about balance. So where are you in your life that you're out of balance? Can be in finances. Why do you not want to save? Just really look at it. And so you can say, well, my parents did it. Great, you're blaming your parents. So, okay, fine. Go do what you need to do. Go to a bank or to a friend or to a sibling or somebody or even your parents and say, how did you do it? How did you, you know, how do I get out of this situation? And if they spend all their money, then you just say, okay, good, thanks. Then I don't need to follow that. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. I don't need to follow. So you want to really start to use the practices to open your eyes to the areas of your life that are causing you to be so debilitated, right? So that your sun can't, the soul can't be lit up and do what it really wants to do. So people will say, well, I'm just spiritual. Okay, but you're not, it's not the time where you can be in a cave and or in an ashram. You have a house, you have an apartment, you have somewhere where you're living. If you didn't, then you would go to an ashram. Then you would go to a cave. So you really look at the life and say, okay, well, what do I need just to sustain myself while I'm doing this spiritual, while I'm diving deep into my spiritual practices? And then as more and more spiritual energy comes in, you'll start to attract situations in your life where you can maybe better your situation. Or maybe you like the way where you are, and then you're traveling more. You're spending your resources on traveling to spiritual places, or going into you know, on spiritual trips or seminars or things like that. Everything costs in this world. This is what the world is all about. It's not about you just coming into this world and taking. You have to do something for yourself and ultimately for other people. Now you don't have to give money. You can just give your time and energy for a good cause. So the spiritual path, all these practices will also awaken you to, wow, I keep giving and giving and giving to this person and or these people or this situation, and there's an imbalance here. Not that you're giving to get. It's just that you're getting your karma is showing you, hey, you're out of balance. Don't do that. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. So it's quite a time where you can become really sober about your life and go, whoa, I got to wake up here, give my head a shake. And, you know, then pick yourself up and get the energy to carry on in life. And so at this time of the year, we've got Muruga's energy and the sounds of Muruga. You heard in the audio that was playing right before we started. And those sounds will do different things. And we'll learn more about it as we read the store posts on Asurved and Palai Center and read about Lord Muruga. Go to Palai Center YouTube and watch the old or previously recorded videos by Dr. Palai, who talked about Lord Muruga, the energies, and then the blessings you can get. Because this is the time his energy will be really, really potent. And so when it's really potent, you can really feel it. You can experience it at a soul level. You can experience it at a physical level. You can experience it in a psychological level where you feel this courage or this bravery, or you have real clarity, and you can really see the dark forces. You can start to see that in the eyes of people or their mannerisms. And you'll start to attune to it. It doesn't mean that you'll, freak out or anything like that. You just take note of it. And then doesn't mean that you battle them. You just go, okay, I need an exit strategy here. And your exit strategy will be to call on this divine being. And one of the ways you can do that, too, is you can participate in the services offered through Ply Center or Astroved. Very powerful, very, very powerful. You can even go to India and be with Dr. Ply as he takes everyone there who's going to be going to these vortexes, these power spots, where Lord Muruga's energy is so amazing. I've been there several times throughout the couple of decades. And they're in hilltops, and one is even on the water, as I was sharing with the Ultimate Teachings Program members this weekend. Is that you can get royalty consciousness. You can get leadership consciousness. So what does that mean? Are you going to be like a prime minister or president or, a leader of a country? Yeah, maybe. Can also mean that you are going to be that in your life. So you will carry that energy and people will notice that, and they will put you into those roles, and you will naturally go into them, and you'll go, how did I get here? I didn't apply for this job, or I didn't, think I could ever do this. Or people will come to you for advice. People will come, they will see that quality within you that will, shine through, and it will show, oh my God, this person, they need to be doing, we need to put them somewhere where they can be leading the way, not just sitting and following anymore. And you will say, no, I'm good, but you'll see yourself in there, and you go, hey, this is comfortable, I can do this. Very cool. Oh, I like this. Wow, I didn't know how I got here. But you will know how you got there. So there's a place on the ocean, close to the ocean, in Tamil Nadu, and it's where South India, and there's a Muruga temple there. And then you go into the walls and you put the water on you and wash away all the negativity that you've picked up in the whole lifetime. It will feel like lifetimes of it have been washed away. And you'll be in tears and tears of joy, And like this, it's like the soul is crying through you. That's how you know the ego is dying. It's losing its grip on you when you're doing something very spiritual, very profound, and you feel all teared up, even if you're one of those people who don't cry. You'll feel very emotional because it's not you that's emotional. It's the soul inside of you that says, oh, finally, this is washed away. Now I can come up to the surface. I can be something here. I can be total compassion. I can be totally merciful. I can be joyful. It's not a battle. So Lord Maruga will give you that ability in that temple in particular to have the qualities of a king or a queen. In fact, the kings and queens and all the leaders go there from all around the world. Doesn't matter what their religious belief is or anything like that, they end up going there. And then they give these beautiful gifts to the deity there. And then they do it in a service. They do a big service, and it's a big to-do. And they get blessed. So these are all the secrets that get revealed by Dr. Ply when you go with him to these power spots. And some of you have been writing to me and saying, I can't believe I'm going. It's like 2 weeks away, and I'm going. And I said, God bless you. Awesome. Have an amazing time. So Lord Muruga is a really powerful energy to archetype to give you the energy to destroy the enemies, the hidden enemies, the diseases inside of you that are growing chronically. It's a chronic growth over a long, long time, and it's just brewing, and it's going to manifest as something. Even if you get a clean bill of health every year, when the karma is ripe, it will say, no, this is going to be full-blown. So Lord Muruga will destroy that before it even happens. He will also help you on your spiritual path. He will help you to keep your ego down. The ego can be really, boisterous, and it can be overinflated. I'm great, just ask me, kind of ego, or it can be really a negative ego, which is just as bad. So if you're saying, oh my God, look at that person, they just think they're the king. They just think they're better than everybody. They think they're superior to everybody. But then you can be so inferior and so negative. So it's those two that are out of balance. This is the time to check it. So naturally, you would want a spiritual warrior to be coming to the earth plane to show to you inside of you who you are and get that in check. So he will help to keep the ego in check, keep it down to a level where it's not running this, and then the soul will come alive and say, oh my God, thank God you're there. I have the imbalance now. I feel very balanced and empowered. That's what he will do too. He will give you that empowerment, not power over anyone. It's empowerment coming through you. And he will also give you the energy, the shakti. The veil is the spear-like object, which we're going to meditate on today in a few minutes. And when you experience that veil, V-E-L, is how you spell it, and it's like a spear, or it has a shaft and has a head, and then a head of the spear, and then the tip. And instead of spearing people, like poking them and killing them like a spear would, or a knife-like object would, you put that inside of you. And then that symbolism is a divine tool that no one can see. And then that will, the energy that will come out of that through you, through your meditation on it, through your contemplation on it, through your knowing that it is in you, it will repel negative forces. So you get rid of enemies, diseases, deaths, litigation, suffering of all kinds. And then it also will give you that energy to do your meditations. Because we can do our meditations, but our mind is going all over the place. And then we say, well, what's the point of meditating? And I would say, yeah, what is the point of meditating if your mind is all over the place? So then you need to call on a divine being that will put you in a balanced state of mind, who will give you that energy to stay in your system, not to stay in that thin tube of light that arises from the base of your spine and cuts through all the chakras, pierces them, and then goes into the space. How many of you right now are in your system now, as you're listening to this broadcast? If you could all just be in your system, if we could all just be in our system now, if we could all just be accessing that energy, that intense, intense energy, like an antenna that is activates all the divine aspects of ourselves that are none other than the same as what these archetypes have, only they have a huge vibration. If we tapped into that and we got all the energy of that all at once, we'd probably explode. So that's why we stay on this spiritual path and do it little by little by little, or as much as we can. Maybe we'll have some jumps, maybe we'll have some leaps, but then we will have to balance that out. And then being with Dr. Pillai, he will tell you, okay, this is how you do it now. Because he's tuning in, and he's seeing what the consciousness is, and he's seeing what everyone can handle. How does he see? I don't know. He's a master. He's been there before. He's done this many lifetimes. It doesn't really matter, right? As long as we have that. And as long as we know from our soul level what is. And all our crap is going to come up. We're going to kick and scream. But he will always be there. And the teachings are the way to access his guidance and his grace and his blessings always. So that spear, the veil of Lord Muruga, will give you that ability to dispel all the ignorance, everything you're ignoring in your life that is of value. It will help you to stop kicking and screaming, internally or externally. It will help you to keep your temper down. A lot of people say, oh, I'm so peaceful, and then, oh, this person just made me so mad, I just screamed and yelled. And then after that, life started to go downhill. I can't believe it because I'm so spiritual for the whole year, and just once I say this, and it just gets me into so much trouble. How do you think the divine is happy about that, right? If the divine isn't you, and you've been going all along for the whole year, and you've been in this great spiritual state of mind, you've been doing all these wonderful things, and then you just go and blow it. It's like having you know, the lottery, and then you just blow it in one day. And the divine is so merciful and compassionate, and just says, okay, don't worry about it. Let's figure it out again. And it tells you, okay, get back on your spiritual path, clean yourself up, pick yourself up, and don't do that again. Because you know it'll burn you, right? So if you're carrying the veil of Lord Muruga inside of you, and you can even carry a physical one. So at this time, if you participate in services or programs offered through Ply Center, you can order a veil. It's a copper spear-like. Maybe it's about 2 or 3 inches. Sometimes they're bigger. They don't want to make them too big because they have to ship them to you. And then, so you get this, and you don't want anything bigger than that too, because a lot of people, including myself, I have many of them over the years, and I have them in my car, I have them in my desk, I have them in my altars, I have them in my purse, I have them in my wallet, I have them in, all different places. I carry them with me when I'm going for, a tough interview, or there's a, difficult client I'm working with, or there's a challenging situation. I carry it to hold it, to rub it, to get that energy activated within me and get the blessings. It reminds me to get the blessings from Lord Muruga. And then because it has been energized at this time, it carries a tremendous amount of spiritual energy. You think these tools and these things that Dr. Playa offers are silly. They're not. And you say, well, how can this thing do it? Get it. Find out for your own self. Okay? So it's an experiment. You are in this lifetime to experiment with life and to see what's working and not working for you. And as Dr. Playa says, tell me what's out there that's good. I'll introduce it. And he has over the years, and he continues to. So that's the greatest sign of a great teacher, is he doesn't say no to anything. If it works, let's show the people, let's give it to the people. Let's see how we can, relate it to what I'm doing, to what others have done, and let's give it. And the same, other people who come from different paths, they come to Dr. Playa and they will say, my God, the stuff that you're doing is so amazing. It's like what I've done in my spiritual path before, but I just feel so empowered with this. So, celebrate in all of it. So get a veil if you can. And you'll have it it will be your talisman almost, like a... it will be a reminder, and even more than that, it will protect you. Put it in your wallet. If you have credit card debt, take your credit card out of your wallet and stick your veil in there, or out of your purse and stick your veil in there. Stick that Murgus veil, the spear-like object, and you put it in there, and you will find you'll go, and you won't be spending. You will make you to destroy credit card debt. Not just to get down to zero and to go back up again. You will really learn how to get that under control. Everybody needs a credit card or something to, if you're traveling or booking anything or They always need a second piece of identification if you're applying for anything, right? Or if they're doing a credit check on you. So he will help you to get that back, especially if you've had a lot of debt, financial debt. He will help you to understand how you got there and then help you to come out of it and don't do it again. And then he takes away fear and anxiety. He does a lot of things, and the best thing that he does is he opens the third eye. So if you have been longing for that, and if you don't even know what opening the third eye is, it can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. But the ultimate, somebody will say, well, my third eye is open, I'm having some visions. Whatever I think it happens, I can manifest and I can do things. But when the third eye is fully opened, as Dr. Ply says, and as Swami Ramalingam, who was a great saint, and he turned the body into light and did all these miracles, and his following continues to do wonderful things for the whole earth plane. And that's the lineage that can turn the body into light. You know, so there's no pain, no suffering. He said, when the third eye is open, you will just go by someone who has passed, dead. And you will just look at them. You won't even think, oh, it's too bad, so sad, or anything. You won't have any thoughts. The body will just come to life. Because it's the mercy and the compassion of the divine within you that can just look and bring, at that point, bring the body, another living body, a dead body to life. So, for those people who say, you know, my third eye is fully open, then, you know, bring some people to life. And then I'll believe you. Not that I don't believe you, because there are some people who they have some spiritual powers. That's good that they can help people and do things. Fabulous, you know. But we're all here on this path, and especially if you're drawn here to Dr. Pai, there's something inside of your soul that says there's something I need to get cleaned up. And there's something inside of me that resonates with this teaching that tells me I should be doing something greater in my life. Be a more peaceful, more compassionate person. Be a more loving person. Be kinder. Be gentler. Be more merciful. Learn those from the deepest, deepest part of you. And how will you learn them? Yeah, you get kicked around in life, but it's to learn it, to be it. And then you won't have to do it for too long or too extreme. But you'll know, oh my God, I'm so humbled by that. Or you'll see someone who's suffering greater than you and you'll say, oh my God, I'm so blessed. And the divine will say, okay, good, you know. So let's put you into something more. We need to use you up. So get used up by the divine. Mm-hmm. And you will have a more rewarding, more fulfilling life. We talk about it all the time here. So gratitude is the best attitude. We're going to get into that state of gratitude even before we receive the blessings of Dr. Ply today in the meditation, and also from Lord Muruga. Dr. Ply now is in India, the deep south of India, and he's in a place called Swamimalai, and he and surrounding area, because he never just stays in one spot. He's off activating different temple vortices and finding out more and more secrets that he can share with others. He knows a lot, but there's a spiritual law or divine law that says, don't give too much out. We don't want to blow everybody up with this spiritual energy. We'll burn, you know, like a burning bush. So he will be tapping in to that. At the same time, he's also, when we pray and we ask him to be with us, he's already with us, he knows his program is going on. But as we get into a meditation, you can just ask for his blessings to reveal to you wherever you have come from, wherever you are at this point in time, that gets all thrown out just for the time of the meditation. And then he will reveal to you a deeper level of you, a deeper understanding of you, a deeper knowing of the divinity within you and how that can get revealed in your life. It can show up in your life. It can guide you in your life. And then that will bring in the energy of Lord Murga to prepare in the next couple of weeks, because Skandashasti is coming up on the 11th of November, I believe it is. So let's close our eyes now. You can continue to meditate if you need to go. Thanks for joining. You can listen to the recording that will be posted to the blog after the call. For those of you who are going to stay, we'll have an open discussion. We'll give a heads up about what's happening this week and then in the week ahead, as well as we get prepared for Diwali coming up, the Festival of Lights, and to get abundance in our life, the blessings of Lakshmi, and then followed right away by Skandashashti. So slowly, slowly come back to yourselves and thank Dr. Pillai for beaming us all from the power spot that he's in India at this moment in time. So slowly come back, and now I'm going to open the line so we can take some questions or share some experiences. You just need to press star 6. Okay, the line should be open. So anytime you want to, anyone wants to ask a question or comment even about their experience in the meditation or anything that has been shared so far, or about any of the services that are offered through Pillai Center and Astrobid this week, or programs, or anything. I wonder if it was a deep meditation. Anyone want to comment? Sometimes that's what takes a little bit of time for people to come back to themselves. Anyone have any experiences they want to share?
Hi, Sucharita.
Hi, Raji. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
We're getting some echo.
I was getting feedback, but it should be better now, is it?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, good. I just wanted to share an experience about the veil that I have had. I've had it actually several times. A few years ago, I was on the board of a small board of a local university, and the provost, who was in charge of the board, was he was really a smart man, but he could be very, very unpleasant. And he had the tendency to attack the board members. And he attacked me once. And then I decided, this is very unpleasant. I didn't take it personally, you know, he was just this kind of a person. But anyway, the next time we had a meeting, I put the veil in my pocket. And ever since then, I was never the brunt of his frustration or whatever was going on in his life at that time. So it really did protect me, and I wanted to share that so people understand that it's a really powerful instrument. So while he went around and, you know, had something unpleasant to say to lots of other people on the board, after that he was so nice to me. I'm convinced that, I know it was a veil. So that's my sharing.
Oh, that's great. You've been on the path with Dr. Pillai, and you've had lots of initiations into the teachings when they come up during Skandashasti. Do you have anything to share about those in general?
I was going to share this yesterday on the call, on the UT call, but I just think it's really important for us to pay attention to those little intuitions that come up, because I had decided that I really wasn't going to do Skandashasti this year. But then I was online, and I was reading the information about it, and I just had this intuition that it was something that I had to do. So I did it. And I'm sure that I'll be delighted that I did follow my intuition.
Yeah, and I think that's happened a couple of times over the years. And then you come out, not just you, Raji, but other people come out and they say, oh my God, I almost didn't do it.
Right, exactly.
Right? And what kind of blessings you would have missed, you know?
That's right. So I just wanted to encourage my fellow travelers on this path that, you know, if you have an inkling to do it, just go for it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what do you know about Lord Muruga that you could share that would be really helpful for those people who are listening? Because, you know, even though we've been with Dr. Pillai, he shared so much with us over the years. What has worked for you as far as, you know, getting his teachings of that moment? Do you go, oh my God, I don't remember the other teachings from previous years. Is that going to impact, the teachings that I'm getting this year? Which is the better teachings? Like, there's a lot of teachings over Skandashasti over the years. And what has been your experience with that, you know, as you've been receiving it or as you've been practicing, or do you have any comments about that, Raji?
Yeah, I do, actually, because, veil was really and still continues to be the most dramatic for me. Just putting the veil in my pocket and not even thinking about it anymore just puts me in a different space. So aside from the veil, I don't, to be honest, I don't really know Muruga very well. I've put my attention on many, many other of the archetypes. But this year, the strong intuition that I'm getting is that this is my year to learn to become acquainted with Muruga. So I expect to. Other than the veil, I don't have. Oh, and healing. Yes. I've had healing experiences. But as far as I've had other experiences with Ganesha and all that, but as far as Muruga goes, I need to get to know him better. So this is my time.
Oh, that's great. So follow your intuition is what you're sharing with the members here.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you, Sucharita.
Oh, thank you, Raji. Have a great weekend and week ahead.
Yes, thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Hi, Citrica.
Is there anyone else? Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Citrica. It's Jermaine. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Jermaine. How are you? Good. How are you?
Last year I did Maruga. There were like six nights. And last year every night I think there was a commentary. And Dr. Ply went more into Lord Maruga, who he was, and how to make more of a connection with him. It was really powerful because Lord Maruga is really, I don't really know how to say it, but he's like the head of everything, isn't he?
He's like a general of the army.
Yeah, general of the army, right. So he's really good to get to know. And afterwards I got inspired to get a big picture of Maruga. I have him. He's so beautiful. And his power from Mars, or the energy of Mars. I'm born under the sign of Mars. I learned a lot about him. There were certain chants that you could use that Dr. Ply went through to make a greater connection with him, because really he said that Lord Maruga could change things in an instant for you completely. I'm sure every being could do that, but he really talked about the power of Lord Maruga being able to change the situations for you. I found it really interesting because it was like I didn't know anything about him, and I look forward to learning more about him. And I'm going to put my veil into my wallet and see the changes that occurs. And I also love using the mantra when I'm not feeling good. I use the Saravana Bhavaya. I also know that that's like for the elimination of debt also. So I had a friend also who had some litigation, and he was really, really upset about this. And he did not even know anything about him, but I said, you know, you should listen. I had the old series of Dr. Ply talking about the power of the six and the Saravana Bhavaya, and I sent him the CD. And he actually wore that CD on him when he went to litigation, and everything came out better than he even anticipated. You know, so that was pretty cool. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, he didn't even know, he didn't even watch it. He didn't even watch it. He said, I just put it over my heart, and I went into that litigation. And it was something where if he lost, he would have lost his license. He was an insurance guy. He would have lost his license. And he would have had, like, you know, his whole income would have been jeopardized. And he really felt that helped. And I do believe it did. So the Saravana Bhavaya, I think, is a really great mantra. And for anybody who has any illness, I mean, I heard the recording of the people who were sick. They used it. They got well. And also, if you have illness, debt is the same energy. And it's interesting because, you know, we're all dealing with something, and you think it's a different energy, but it's the same. You know, debt or illness is kind of like the same energy. So that was really good. My dad used to say if he had to have a problem, he'd rather have a financial problem than an illness. But I realize now illness and financial problems are the same energy, you know, the power of the six. So
interesting.
I just think that, you know, it's like during those six nights, because he was talking about it, I remember I started getting a really strong connection to Lord Maruga. And you know how connections, you feel them more sometimes and less sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have this picture here, and I think of him often, and I ask him for his help. So, you know, I was like thinking the same thing. Oh, maybe I don't have to do Lord Maruga again this year, you know. But now I see I have to rethink that and do something. So,
yeah, and the thing is too is that you don't have to do, you know, you don't go into debt to get it. You know, here's the thing is that people will say, oh my God, this is going to save me. So I, you know, if I have to go into debt, then it's going to help me. And you're going to be stressed doing it. Some people,
you can take his mantra every day, do Saravana Bhavaya, and then there's one Marugan, Kumaran, Gohan. You know, there's mantras that I know, and even I think I downloaded it to my old computer, so I'm just going to go see if I still have those lessons. And if I do, I would probably just watch them also to reinforce
right.
the power of mudra.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, look at also in your, whether it was Reply Center or Astrovet or some other program, look in those order logs because it might, okay. you have to scroll back. You know, to the last year or the year before, it would, whenever it was during that Skanda Shakti, and it should be in your mm-hmm. order log.
Okay.
And then you can
great.
Re-download it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was just like the teachings were just so powerful. I mean, I did listen to them, I remember, more than once because I found them so interesting, and I don't know how much really stayed with me now, but there was a definite power that was imparted by just listening about Lord Muruga, you know. He's the son of Shiva, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it was more like he could, like, if you had a problem, boy, he could change that in an instant. I like that. That's what I remember. And
absolutely.
You know, it was just a greater appreciation for him, you know, and even that mantra, the Sada Vana Bhavaya. And I know in that success course you have five mantras that you use, and that's one of them. So I always think of that one for health and just, you know, removal of negativity through finances and dealings with people. That's how I feel about it. So it's really good. So thank you very much. It was a really good meditation today. I really enjoyed it. I enjoy all the meditations. And I'm going to be out of town at an event next week, so I'll have to listen to next week's recording. But I really feel this is like a precious time every Sunday when we come together because it's like that power just gets infused. And, you know, you just feel renewed afterwards, and or I feel renewed afterwards, and I feel like I have greater energy to go through whatever occurs the following week. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Jermaine, and God bless you. Enjoy the new understanding of Lord Muruga, this Skanda Shakti.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
And safe travels. Oh, and just by the way, if you're traveling, if you're going to go travel on a flight, don't put the veil in your wallet and then carry it, you know, it has to go through the security.
This trip, I'm okay. lucky enough to be able to just drive too. So,
okay, good. Because well, I'm just saying that because I've a few times I'll go through and they'll look at the veil.
They wonder what the heck it is.
Well, they'll ask, and I'll say it's you know, it's a sacred object. It's for my meditation and prayer practice.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, you can't take this. And I'll say, okay. And then I'll let it go, and then I've been sad to let it go, but I have so many of them. It's like, okay. And then so I asked Dr. Mm-hmm. Pillai about it, and he said, he just took the karma away from you. Here you go. Take it.
Little do they know, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
A blessing in disguise.
All right.
Thanks. Well, very
safe
good.
Safe travel.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, and just on that note, sometimes, you know, over the years, some of us have had a veil and it ends up getting bent or chipped or broken or something, and we're kind of sad about it. And then we, you know, order another one, and what Dr. Pillai has said is that it had to take on so much karma. So these veils are not just for, you know, some psychological or emotional kind of association. You know, we're not just thinking it's protecting us, is what I'm saying. We're always impacted by forces that we cannot see. That is the life, you know. Things are happening. And as you're growing spiritually, you will start to see those, and you will go, oh, my God, thank God. Even if you were in an accident and you came out unscathed, you will know that there was a dark force that was going to maybe take you out or make you to be very debilitated in some way, on some scale. And you just got your car bashed up instead, and no one else was hurt. That means the divine is there to protect you. It took away a big karma.
Now, some of us have had experiences where it's a near miss, and we have our veil, and we, oh my God, what happened to this thing? I didn't drop it, I didn't, I didn't step on it, it didn't get crushed by anything, and it's all bent. It's bent out of shape. How does that happen? There are forces that come and they destroy, and because those forces know, I say they as in, a living entity, because it is, it's on the earth plane, it's part of this process that we're going through. So it will, there will be a battle that goes on with that little object to protect you. And then so if that happens, don't straighten it out. Don't try and fill in the chip or whatever, or glue it back together, super glue or solder it or whatever. Just toss it. And you can throw it in a river or an ocean or a lake, where nobody's going to be. And then you just thank it, for taking on that karma. Mm-hmm. So, then you can just, that's why I have several. Anytime there's Skandashesti is once a year, but there are other times of the year, Lord Murga's birthday, there's something being energized. It's always good to have a veil everywhere, in everything. So in your car, have one just there. Have one in your wallet, have one in your bag, have one in your pocket, have one on your desk, have one in your bedroom. The other night when I was just so sick, I was like, hello, you got about 10 veils here. So I took a veil I picked out of the tin. I went, whoa, this one's on fire. And I put it under my pillow. And I had a very good night's sleep, and that next day I was less pain. It wasn't a psychological thing. It was an actual, wow, this is so simple. But as humans, we forget. Or we think, oh, I'm good. I got an initiation. I'm fine. And then the initiation is because you can only get so much in that initial introduction to the deity. Because if they give you all their energy, all the empowerment all at once, you wouldn't be able to handle it. And so that's why every year it comes. And every year we will go, I'm good. And then something says, no, I woke up inside of you, so don't ignore me. It might have been 10 years, 20 years ago. And, you know, I can only give you so much because I'll blow you up. Or you might misuse. There was one guy, he misused the power. He had been given special blessing to have this veil. And he was wheeling it around like a wand or something. And I was like, what? I wasn't saying anything. I was kind of in shock because I was like, he could do that? Like with that thing? Because I don't ask people. I mean, sometimes, and you shouldn't, sometimes the guru or the spiritual master will give you something to someone, and they just to see what they're going to do with that. Whether it's the ability to, be clairvoyant or clairaudient or something like that, or do some sort of thing. And he will give it to them, give them the blessings to do it, and then just see what they're going to do with it. And then he will immediately take it away. Even if you have that object or that thing or that blessing, he'll immediately take it away if you're not using it. If you don't, and it's not because you don't know, or maybe you do, but on some level you're just not taking it, you're not surrendering it to the divine, so the divine shows you how to use it. You are thinking you are using it. So this guy was wailing this veil, using this veil, and negative forces be gone, like as if it's like a, I don't know what he was doing. I don't want to judge the guy. But immediately it got taken away, and then he lost it somehow, the veil itself. So, the divine, these are tools to help you, but they're also given to you on some level where you will learn about it more. And then you will understand the power and the energy of it. So if you're, as you're going along and
you've been introduced to Lord Muruga, then he's going to keep awakening that within you. Because his energy is readily available now. Not just now as in Skanda Shasti coming up November 11th, it's the whole earth plane is surrounded with this Pleiadian energy. And it's not like a force field around the earth, like a big halo or something like that, or a bubble. It is, but it's also pervading. So it is within each and every one of us. And it's activating the chakras. Because if you imagine the veil as your backbone and brain, all the chakras are running along that. So you can just, if you're you know, really strapped and your budget is just not allowing you to do any service at this point in time or program that's offered, or you can't go on the trip, then you just imagine those sounds going up and down the veil, activating the veil within you. If you have a veil, you can pour milk or juice or water or honey, you know, over the veil. You put it in a bowl, clean bowl, and then you put it, you know, rinse the veil and then do the hydration ceremony. Say the sounds, Saravana Baba, over the top as you're pouring, and then, you know, you can put dry it off and then rinse and dry it off and then light a incense and flowers, offer flowers, and maybe some ghee light or some lamp, some light, some candlelight. And as you're doing these things, it's activating it. And don't just do it randomly, like it's okay, hurry up, I got to get this done. You can, I mean, that's going to give some benefit, but what you really are doing all this ritual for is to get into a state where you're really in alignment with this being. So red is his color. You might see a lot of red. You might be compelled to wear a lot of red. You might look out into your surroundings and see a lot of red cars or a lot of people with red, you know. We have a Remembrance Day. We celebrate that here, November 11th. And it's falling right around Skanda Shasti on the day. So you'll see a lot of red puppies. So you can think of Lord Muruga. Lord Muruga will be, you know, revealing himself all over the place. Not just in your life where all of a sudden you mysteriously, a lawsuit comes and then it gets mysteriously filed and it disappears. Or, you know, the credit card is going down, the debt is going down. Or, you know, someone pays you back. There's something that you lent them and they give you the return back. So you're not indebted anymore, or they're not indebted to you. So look for these things. You might have a miraculous healing. You might have a near-miss. Accidents can be prevented by Lord Muruga. Who wants to have a car accident? Get a veil. Put it in there. You won't have one. Even if you do have one, because that's your karma, then it won't. You, everyone will be okay, and you will know it. You will know it. We've heard so many stories of people who just, you know, came out of things like that, and they were fine. And then they knew, oh my God, I was protected by some strong karma that was coming. Maybe it wasn't an accident, but maybe it was going to be a financial loss. Or a death of a family member or something. So there's always an energy exchange. That's what we're seeing. And so in the month or this time where the sun is in leap, things are going to get balanced out. So if you see an imbalance, then you've got to go inside and listen to that intuition. Because it's nothing outside of you. It's nothing that's saying, ping. Although there will be signs, like Dr. Pillai said, he was giving the teachings of the Holy Spirit, and he himself was, you know, the Holy Spirit is represented by the dove in Christianity. And so he was like, okay, he's on the plane, and he's sitting in his seat, and a guy walks by, and he has the thought, just before the guy walks by, he has the thought, Holy Spirit, are you here? And, because this is the human part of Dr. Pillai is like, okay, I'm doing all these teachings, but I'm going to test myself too, right? To see if I'm in human, if I'm believing or not. And so out of the bathroom comes this guy, And he's got a, he's coming down the aisleway past his seat, and he's got a T-shirt with two doves on it. So Dr. Pye kind of chuckles to himself, and he goes, okay, Holy Spirit, I see. And then he goes, Now, really? I need some more proof, I think. So the guy, the same guy, walks back up and goes back to the bathroom again. Like, why would a guy want to go twice to the bathroom? So then he sees the doves on his shirt again. And he goes, okay, I don't need this guy to keep going to the bathroom. You know, he's got the doves there. That's enough sign for me. So you'll see the signs in your life, too, of Lord Muruga. You might see some veils or people, you know, who look very militant, like a military, in your life. Or you might feel stronger and more courageous. Not that you're going to go out there and, you know, do karate chops on people or, you know, pull out guns and stuff. But you're going to feel that that strength coming within you, that you will just like, I never would have done this before. I never would have spoke up when I needed to speak up. And in a way that they listened and I wasn't like screaming and yelling at them or crying or anything like that. My words carried a lot of influence. Or they were just, whoa, that's a great idea. People might be experienced being, hey, you know what, I think we're going to promote you to this. You might be totally freaking out, you can't do that job, and then all of a sudden you're like, I can't, but something else inside of me is saying, I better go do this. And then you'll feel the energy coming through you, and it's like Dr. Pye says, send, once we get to know these archetypes, send them out beforehand. So you call on them, and you say, you need to go before me, God, Goddess, archetype, divine being, whatever you want to call it, Holy Spirit. Send it before you to go get fix that thing that you're just about to walk into. Not that you necessarily have to walk into something, but maybe you're going to go to a meeting and you're online. You know, please go and clean up this meeting before and get good results for everyone across the meeting. That they are all going to be totally energized and everything is going to get sorted out and all that energy of conflict is gone and there's going to be cooperation and there's going to be a lot of energy and strength to blaze new trails, you know, or to clean up the mess that we have. And it's going to be done in a very diplomatic way, very balanced way, and a very peaceful way. And then that's your test to see how you are using these energies, these divine gifts that are given to you every time you, you know, participate or you learn about it. So these are gifts. You can take them or you can throw them away. It's totally up to you. But if you just say, okay, I don't really know what this is going to do, but I'm going to treat it as such a precious gift. And it's been given to me because for some reason, out of nowhere, here I am and I'm doing this and it just doesn't even make sense. Or it makes complete sense and thank God I'm here now. Either way, it doesn't matter. You got it. What are you going to do with this? So your life is an experiment and you are experimenting on the spiritual path and the spiritual path is going to give you some gifts. And then you're going to try these out. And then you're going to see if that resonates with you, if you're in alignment with it. And then you're going to keep cherishing it. Because if you don't, it's like people say, oh, I call on Lakshmi all the time, and then I got it, and now I'm not getting, because you're not keeping calling on her. So that the time of the year, Diwali is another time of the year. That's coming up. What is the date for that? It is the new moon on the 10th. It's a Tuesday, the 10th this year, according to the Eastern Daylight Savings, or Daylight Calendar, Eastern Standard Time now.
is Tuesday the 10th. So that's in about a week and a bit from now. And then you can bring in a lot of light. Diwali is a time of the year for Lakshmi to bring in abundance, even though Lakshmi's energy is usually associated with a full moon, right? We know that every month, the full moon, or a Friday, or something like that. So this year it's on a Tuesday, it's on a new moon. Diwali is always on the new moon before Skandashasti. Ah, I see, I'm reading it. Diwali is also on the 11th in India. So it's a time of the year, kind of like Christmas is for us here in the West. So it's a time in India where they give gifts and kids get, their toys and things like that in their gifts. And for those of us who are familiar with Tripura Foundation, which is, you can go on to tripurafoundation.org, O-R-G, and you can read about Diwali there and all the programs and services that Dr. Pillai has blessed that organization to bring this divine intelligence. So not just giving gifts in the sense of, putting clothing or food or shelter or something like that. It's the gift of consciousness. So the hope centers are there, all the hope kids are there, and they're getting the phonemic intelligence. And then there's also the Diwali where we're going to give out some gifts for the kids. So they have a new set of clothes and some other things. And you know what it's like if you open up a gift when you were a kid, or you didn't have gifts at Christmas time, or you knew kids that didn't. You just give them it, and then, or you got a gift, and you were just so lit up because, holy cow, I'm special. So if you feel in your life that you're down and out, you've lost some light or some energy, the divine spark is a little low, then give a kid a gift at Diwali, and that gift will keep on giving. It will give back to you in ways that are so mysterious. Only God knows what you can give. So it doesn't have to be like a huge amount. It can just be your gesture of giving and whatever that is. And then when you do it at that time, it's almost like the divine will say, hey, you're down and out. I know you've been down and out. But this is a time where you can get some reprieve. You can skip a whole bunch of penance. That's what Dr. Pillai does. He tells us every time of the year, here's a time to really wipe out some heavy-duty karma. So go get it wiped out. It is simple. And God only knows what you can do, so you just go do the thing. And then when you do it, not because you're trying to get out of something, you just quiet your mind. And you might cry, and that is a good sign that your life is so bad or you're in such a crisis. Because the soul is saying, finally, you get it. You've got to change your life. So this is an opportunity for you to get to that point. And then if you, go and visit Tripura Foundation, do whatever you can to light a kid's light up, life up, and light. And the kid who needs it the most, they just have nothing, next to nothing. And they're a soul too, and they're a part of us too. But it's a big unity. We're a big unity, but we all have the ability to do a way more than what we are capable of knowing we can do. We're not even capable of knowing, let alone capable of doing. So allow that to inspire you as well. And again, it's totally up to you. So that's an opportunity to light your life up, light someone else's life up, and the gift that keeps on giving. And then that precedes Skandashasti, which is kind of like the light of the divine. The spark gets lit within you, and then you are ready for the battle. Mm-hmm. And then Skandashasti will be there, the 6 nights after that. Mm-hmm.
And some people were saying, well, I'm traveling, I'm going, I'm not going to be able to participate even if I join the fire labs or, you know, the services that are offered through PlyCenter or AstroVet. And it doesn't matter wherever you are. Your soul is there, right? Because it's being offered. You'll know because it's even fun when you're traveling because you're like away from your comfort zone, right? You're away from your home and all your, you know, your special space. And you're in the jungle. You're in the war zone. I shouldn't be laughing about that, but I'm just saying, you know, you're in an unfamiliar territory. Even if you've been there before, you don't know what's going to happen. So you're out there and you don't have your nice cozy place, sanctuary to go back to because you're on the road or you're in the flight or whatever. And the divine is wanting you to be there. So call on the divine. And if you're traveling or you're not going to be able to participate fully in those services, you're going to feel and you're going to see the protection as you navigate accordingly. I've had so many smooth travels where it's just like all of a sudden a line opens up and you go, oh, thank God. It must be because. And then I'm, you know, and Dr. Fleiss is, is it really? And you go, yeah. And then you'll see some guy who looks like Muruga, you know, or that's the presence of it. And you go, okay, thanks, Lord Muruga. Okay, is there anyone else there who has any questions or comments? We're just at the top of the second hour. So we'll close it if there's nothing anyone else wants to share at this point in time or ask a question about. All right, everyone. Take a look at AstroVet and PlyCenter. Read about Lord Muruga. Even if you don't have the means to do it, just reading about it will be a therapy for you. Your soul is thirsty for some divine intervention. And so be prepared for the battle. Don't just go into the battle unknowingly. That's why we're talking about it a couple weeks ahead of time, or as much time as we can ahead of time, maybe less than that. We were talking about it last week. But so read about it. And especially on Tuesdays, well, Lord Muruga's energy is really strong too. So on Tuesday, you might experience, you know, a preview. Right? So heads up for this Tuesday. He's also powerful on the six moons. So six moon was yesterday. So how was your day? And then you can, you know, Vishaka star and Kritika star, if you know what that is. You go on to AstroVet and there's a calendar there and you'll start to learn the stars. And each of us has a star. We have star energy. We have star quality, just like the movie stars. We have star energy that needs to be awakened. And so Lord Muruga will help you to understand that too, because he gives you the intelligence of millions of suns. If we don't have a sun, this planet will be dead. So, and everyone on it, right? So that intelligence is available through Lord Muruga as well. And it can happen in an instant. You could have a lifetime's propitiating and learning about Lord Muruga, and then this lifetime you were sleepy to it up until now. Boom. All the boons and all the blessings of all your study about Lord Muruga in previous lifetimes all of a sudden awakens all at once. So who knows who's got what, right? So why do you want to miss it? So there's lots of free videos, audios available on PlyCenter YouTube, AstroVet YouTube. Go and look at it, and that will make you to come alive and find the way. We're on the spiritual path, so if we say we're spiritual and then we have an opportunity, we get some fun money that comes out of nowhere. First of all, if you ever get money that comes out of nowhere,
then you know that that was given to you by the divine. So the first immediate thing is to give part of it to charity, mm-hmm. or someone who really, really, really needs it. That's called tithing. They have it in all religions. Because they know, they have that knowing that nothing in this world comes without divine blessings. You can say, oh yes, I work hard and everything else. Who's making you get off the bed to even work? The divine. Whether you know it or not, some power, force is that's greater than you, that's greater than anything that you can do. Because as the Lord giveth, the Lord can take it. And we've all had that. Right? So then you just know, okay, I'm going to tithe. So putting it towards, charity or being charitable. And then you will, not because you're scared or not that you're forced to, it's just it's a universal law. It's a divine law. So if you want to go and question the divine, then you'll see the results in your life. That's it. So, you don't have to give it all away. But if it comes out of nowhere, you know the divine gave it. Even if it doesn't come out of nowhere, if it comes out of your paycheck, you should still do it because that's part of, it's part and parcel of why you even have a job or you have money coming in. So once we understand that it's not just because it was force-fed on us through our religion that we were raised in, but there's a true meaning. All the great leaders of the world, they do a lot of good because they know. This is my divine right, and this is what the divine says is right to do. So they do it. There's politics and everything else that gets in the way, but that's fine. There's still that universal law, and they abide by it. They know it, and they know the results. So you do it too and see the results, and then you'll know what we're talking about here. So that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I'm just allowing for another question or response before we wrap our shared experience. And please, 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 a lot of people say, I don't know which service to get. I'm so confused, and what do you think? And I will always write them back or I'll share with them that it's totally up to you. Like Raji was saying, listen to your intuition. If I tell you get the premier package and you're just like it blows you up, you're going to be so mad at me. And I'll be upset too because I'm like, oh my God, I didn't want you to burn up. And then some people might say, I might say, okay, why don't you just get this? They'll say, no, I'm going for the premier. And I go, God bless you. Okay, let's do it. So just do what you can, but don't miss this opportunity. I'll put it in a more positive. Take advantage of the blessing. The gift is ready to be given to you. Open your hands and your hearts and receive it. Ask for it too. Ask is a mantra. I was saying that on the weekend. Ask for support. Ask for that money coming out of nowhere. And then you can put it towards the service that you really wanted. Because it came out of nowhere and you were asking for it. And then if you take it and then go buy shoes or something that you don't really need. I mean, you could use them, but you don't really need them. Or you go out for dinner or something like that. If this is the time of the year and the money is coming, hello, that's the divine saying, hey, put this towards getting to know me more. Because the divine is going to give you way more than that thing that you, quote unquote, think you need. That's a negative force coming in, by the way. Mm-hmm. So you need we all need the protection of the divine when these negative forces are coming in. Because they're coming in now. That's why the battle is going on. It's always here.
This is not just some made-up story. It is happening. So, heads up. Don't go, unprepared. And then some people just get so empowered through the Soul 6 nights. They're flying. They feel so good and so empowered and so sure, and all these great things are happening because they've really developed this relationship with Lord Murugan, and Lord Murugan just says, oh, yeah, you're good to go. You're like a general. You're not going to go out in the, front lines. So you can really strategize and navigate, and not in a sense that you're going to, step on anybody. But you're just going to know how to navigate in your life accordingly. And then that will be really empowering. And it will empower others too, because you don't want to just have power over people. You want to have lots of friends and lots of support, and you want to empower others to come up too. There's enough to go around for everybody. Enough to go around for everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll wrap it up and have a fabulous week ahead. Please get a veil. And then we will pray some more to Lord Murugan in the next week. And then we'll see you during Skandashasti. Diwali first and then Skandashasti. So check out TripuraFoundation.org, Apply Center, AstroVed, and YouTubes, and you should be good to go. Prepared for the battle. All right. All you light warriors out there, take care and God bless. And thank you so much for everyone who participated today and who is listening and sharing all these little gems that are coming from Dr. Pillai through this medium of this program. All right. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.